we have a problem in this room, in this country, in this state. We have a problem. And it goes way beyond politics and the do's and don'ts of the law. This comes down to who you are. This comes down to what separates you personally from God. And what is stopping what needs to take place from happening. That is called sin. I love my brothers and sisters. I am so glad that I'm home. I just feel the Holy. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me tonight. I do. Man, He has brought me to my knees over the last. It's been a long time. He's brought me to my knees, and I'm very thankful for that. Once again. So let me go ahead and read from the Word, because I need to. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Verse 18. We know not that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. And that wicked one toucheth him not. It seems to me that we're fighting a war that's unseen. In the presence of our Father. And as our King sees fit to spend His change in His pocket, because that's what we are, is His change, where He sees fit, we have no right to complain about where we're spent, people. Only thankful that He decided to spend us. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. When we show up somewhere, and if we truly are the believers of God, when we step into the presence of where God has anointed you, taken you to, prepared that place for you, gave you the provision to get there, that King, the King of Kings, when He does that through you, the whole tabernacle of God shows up with you. And as our Father seems fit to extend you into the unseen with Him for a few moments, He does that for you so that you have the imputed righteousness of our Father to see things that no other human being has seen. And you are going to be able to reach into that. And you should be able to reach into that as He brings you back into your earthly body again. And take from the unseen what He has showed you and share it with your brothers and sisters through the Word of God. This Word judges all of us, all of our sin. And this sin has gone on unchecked in our bodies, in our temples, in our tabernacles, in our churches, in our pastors, in our preachers, in our teachers, in our prophets, in our priests. The list can go on. In our prophetesses. I see one sitting over there. It's gone unchecked for too long, folks. We have been called to a higher calling of God. And that is, when we show up with the full gospel of Jesus Christ. We show up in the power and the authority of our Father, and we bring the truth. The truth is not always easy. It's not always the simplest thing for people to accept. It's always the simplest thing It's always the simplest statement. But for our human nature, it's the most difficult thing for us to grasp. And so, in the midst of all this, in the midst of all this highness and greatness that man has put upon himself, in the midst of all of his education and learning, he has perverted the ways of our Father. And our Father's kingdom come. And it is his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And why does the statement on earth as it is in heaven come from that? Why? Let me share with you. We will see in Revelation where the earth is 2/3 times the size that it is now when the millennial kingdom comes to it. Now I'm going to speak to you in the spirit here, so understand what I'm saying. Listen closely. We are going to be doing the exact same thing in heaven as we are on earth. Our Father is three-dimensional. He operates in the body. He operates in the soul, and he operates in the spirit. He's dimensional. When our Father takes you for one complete moment of your life, if you will yield just long enough for our Father to reach into you and yield long enough for our Father to share a moment with you, you will never be the same again. Ever. And we know that we are of God, verse 19. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. One of my brothers just showed me that scripture recently. Very wise man. One of our brothers hit the nail right on the head when he told me one day, the whole system is Luciferian. Well, it's right there in scripture, isn't it? The whole thing has been perverted. We have to bring kingdom law, kingdom principle, kingdom value, because it came at a kingdom price.
Yes, right.
And I'm here to share with you tonight that our Father's love, my Father's love for you, is severe. And the severity of our Father's love, you had better take seriously. Because he loves you a lot. And I just don't know how much more longer he's going to tolerate it. The disobedience. The willful sinning. Willfully. And then calling yourself a Christian. Now, I'm not professing to be a perfect man, but I am professing to be a processed man and a man who is processing his salvation every day. You know, I think my Father has had it up to here. Now, hear what I'm saying with our testimonies. I truly believe our Father is completely up to here with our testimonies. He knows what he did for you that day. He doesn't need to be reminded. What we need to be telling people is not where our salvation took place, but what God has done for us right now. I'm telling you, folks, you stay back here. And you keep telling that story over and over and over again. You become really proficient at it. It is perilous. Because the rest of the story is missing. And before anything truly is going to take place in this body or in any body is when we get down on our knees and repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand, David. It's in here. You want to affect real change? Bring the kingdom of God with you everywhere you go. Right. Start speaking this truth. Start lining your legislators up with this truth. Start lining your judges up with this truth. Start lining your superintendents of your school districts up with this truth. Start lining your city council up with this truth. Start aligning your abortion clinics up with this truth. It's pathetic. We can't muster enough Christians up together to shut one abortion clinic down in this city. There's a power church across the street. We can't muster enough people out of that body to come stand out in front of an abortion clinic with us. They think we're fools. Well, I've got news for them. And I've got news for anybody else who thinks that. Huh? And I mean that. My father is upset. 53 million children we have murdered. And I'm telling you, it will not work unless me and you, Bruce, repent. I mean that. It won't work, Bill, until you repent. David, it won't work till you repent. You too. Ken, Amanda, you, me, all of us. Our Father's love is severe, folks. He loves you so much that he left infinity. And he came to this earth and he limited himself to skin. You know, do you realize as a young baby, he had to grow up and process his own self out? Do you think he just woke up and knew he was God? Do you think I just woke up and knew I was a man of God? No. My father drew me nigh. He grew me up, just like he grew himself up. And here's the proof. We can see that when Jesus was 12 years old, he goes into the temples and he's teaching. And his own mother, who was elected by our father because she was faithful to give birth to the king, was wondering what her son was doing. And why was he doing that? After she knew she had given birth to the king of the world. And the king of the world is in a tabernacle and he's sharing with a bunch of heatheners. And then all of a sudden, his own mother turns on him and comes for her son. What are you doing? And what's his response? That's right. You guys know the response. Have we been about our father's business? Truly. Because if you have, I need to know. My father wants to know. Look, I have sat and evaluated my own life. I'm not sitting here pointing the fingers. I'm pointing them at Dave. I'm just telling you, folks, I just don't think there's any hope without our Father. And I don't think there's any hope until we see true repentance. And until our ministers, until our elders, where are our prophets? Where is the line of Melchizedek, our priests? Where are our apostles? Where are our teachers? Where are our ministers? Lord God, help us. Don't you see the state of the condition of our church? Forgive us. Forgive us for letting the perverts in behind our pulpits. Forgive us for allowing them to cause such dysfunction in your house, Father. We've fallen short. We've sinned. We haven't kept our word. We're liars. God, help us. Because we need it. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now look. How does a man sin not anymore? Did anybody wonder that? How does a man sin not anymore? Let me share with you how a man sins not anymore. A man sins not anymore by meeting the Christ, by receiving the Savior. It is then that the Holy Spirit comes in, sets up tabernacle in your soul, over your soul. He positions himself over the soul. And then we see our brother David as he had to believe in the same Christ. I'm talking about King David. We see when he came into David's life how the soul was repositioned. The Spirit came and sat over the soul. And then from that day forth, we would see our brother David cry out to God, "Oh Lord, search my soul. Holy Ghost of God, search my soul."
Yes, Lord.
And that is what our Father is crying out to you. "Oh children, search my soul, search my spirit, search me." I heard a prophet recently just say that the darkness that have come to the shores of America has never been seen before. This is a man of God who said that. And he's right. You know what it's called? Sin. Let's think back 30 years ago. We were watching Leave It to Beaver on TV. We're watching Bump and Grind on TV today. Or worse. The TV's not the problem. The bump and grind's not the problem. You're the problem. I'm the problem. And until we get that problem corrected through our Savior, we're the problem. So the Spirit comes in, sets over the soul. The soul is your flesh. It's your conscience. It's your thought process. It's your right now. It's your motor skills. It's everything you are, your soul.
Attitude.
And the Spirit says to the soul, "No more. No more do you have control or dominion over this person." The Spirit does. Then the Spirit says, "I'm going to sift the soul. I'm going to look for every dark blot that's in Wendell. And I'm going to bring it out." You know why? Because faith without your works is what? Dead. Oh, we're saved by grace through faith, but trust me, if there's no works in there, you're dead. Do you think that our Father, who is in heaven on earth right now, do you think that he had an understanding of that when he was taking the stripes for you? When his Father rejected him for you, he never quit, did he? He didn't quit. He was even about his Father's business. Even after his Father told him no, he was still after his Father's business when he saved the thief on the cross. Have we truly been after our Father's business, or have we been wrapped up in something less than that? Has the evil one crafted something that is blinding us that is less than that? Have you allowed that to take place in your life? Needless to say, we are fallen man. We do have Adam's DNA. Ah, although, if you truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have our Father's DNA.
Yes.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes.
And it is through that power and authority that we speak to kingdom law. The laws that were put into this earth before the foundation of the world. Our Father says, I impugn all my righteousness to you, brother. That means you have all of my powers. Yield yourself, he said. Have enough self-control to tell yourself, no, that's wrong. You can't do that. And let our Father extend you out into infinity for just a moment so you will never be the same again. So you have a little better understanding of who he is and what we're dealing with in the unseen. He says, let those who have ears hear and those who have eyes to see. Although they see, they do not see. Although they hear, they do not hear. Why is that? Because of this right here. God has come and hath given us an understanding. They do not see and hear because they have not understanding of our Father, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But the one thing that far surpasses that is the peace of God. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Man can teach wisdom. Man can teach knowledge. But by golly, man can't marry those three with understanding. Only the Holy Ghost can. And then he gives you the one thing that far surpasses that. That is the peace of God to walk out on the battlefield so you can take your stripes, so you can earn your stripes, so you can be the God man or the God woman that God has called you to be. We are made in the image of the King. He is our rock. He is everything. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Let's talk about idols. And where do idols take us to, real quickly? If you have put yourself in ownership, you have put yourself in Baal worship, you have put yourself in idolatry. If you love your son and daughter more than you love Christ, you're an idolater. If you love your mom and dad more than you love Christ, you're an idolater. If you love yourself more than you love Christ, you're an idolater. Our Father wants to know, would you quit tomorrow? Would you quit tomorrow if they took your kids from you? If the evil one smited down one of your children tomorrow, would you stop? If he took your spouse from you tomorrow, would you quit? If he took your health from you tomorrow, would you stop? Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Folks, we have allowed our pulpits and our pastors to take ownership of their flocks, putting not only their pastorate at Baal worship, but their entire flock at Baal worship with them. Yes. Hear what I'm telling you? These are bastard children of the evil one, and they will have to be dealt with. And we will do that through the Word of God. We will do that as ministers of God, and we will do that by confronting it every time we get an opportunity to. Here's what I see happening in 2011. I see our brothers and sisters, for the first time, standing up in spiritual warfare on the battlefield and knowing that they're in it and seeing the unseen and taking care of their Father's business. That's what I see. I see my brothers and sisters doing that. I see my brothers and sisters turning their heart and their minds to God, to Elohim, and asking Him for forgiveness and in repentance and love. That's what I see. And when that is done, we can take back what's ours, but not until then. Thank you for your time, brother. I appreciate it.